Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Laura McCann, and I see a purchase for $59 on my credit card, and I want to know why is it there?
All right, no problem. Give me one moment. May I have your zip code, please?
90220.
All right, and give me that first and last name again.
Laura McCann, McCann.
Okay, and you did say that zip code was 90220.
Yes.
Okay, and how long ago were you charged?
I don't, what is it, first of all?
Well,
You
ma'am,
sound
we
like
are a
you are
third
just.
party call center. We are a third party call center, so we do sponsor over 100 different companies, and I have to locate an account to know which company charged you. And so far, with that zip code, I have not pulled up your name in the system.
Well, I have a charge for $59.89 on my charge.
Okay, could it be a possibility that it might be under someone else's name other than yours?
Then it wouldn't be on my credit card.
Okay. All right, give me the spelling of that last name. I'll do a last name search.
Last name spelled McCann. It sounds like I just talked to you on another number.
No, ma'am. That's McCann.
N, two N's.
Okay,
First
so
name is Laura, Laura.
right, so I have first name Lara and that last name
Laura.
McCann. All right. And then that last name is McCann, correct?
Yes.
No, ma'am, did not pull an account for that name in the system.
Okay, was well, on my credit card, so I guess I'll be going through to, 'cause this don't make no sense. You don't have my name. Do you have a Richard L. Givens?
No, ma'am, but with an L being after your first name, I did pull up a Laura L.
Yeah,
McCann.
Laura L. McCann, that's me.
Okay. All right, so it looks like we do have an account for you. Can I get you to verify shipping address for me, please?
What is it?
Security protocol. You have to verify the shipping address first before we can give out any information on the account, just to verify for sure that it is your
I
account.
can tell you they charged it on my car April 29th.
That still doesn't verify anything on that account. If he doesn't want to
Okay.
verify the address, can you at least verify
Oh,
the
yeah,
email
my address
address?
is 113 West Caldwell.
All right. Just wait
Compton,
for everything to
California.
line up.
19, I mean, 19. 90220.
All right. Give me one moment. Just waiting for everything to load up on the account. Excuse me. Okay, you said you was charged on the 29th, correct?
Yes.
So it looks like this is for some type of contest entry. Wait for the rest of the charges. Let's see. All right, so it looks like this is for a Bites Hub. It looks like it would have came along with the order for a mixer of some sort. It looks like the original order was placed back on the 31st of March.
I don't know how.
Now, do you remember ordering any type of products during that time?
I did order a yard product, and Walmart had a blender for, you took a test and you got it for a dollar and some change.
Okay, so you did a survey.
Is that a survey?
Yes, ma'am. Anytime, like, if you receive any type of emails or anything of a major company offering anything and it takes you to do, like, a survey, each one of those surveys, at the end, they offer free gifts. Each one of those free gifts are through different online merchants, and each one of them have their own terms and conditions and information that goes with them. So it looks like that blender might have had Bites Hub attached to it as well. Bites Hub is basically a meal prepping app that helps with daily lifestyle and eating habits. And it looks like that would have been purchased back on the 31st of March.
No, I didn't purchase that. I just purchased the mixer. I didn't need nothing to show me how to cook, how to do my meals. I just wanted the blender.
All right. Okay, no problem. Give me one moment. I'm going to get some notes on the account.
And then that still haven't came. And it's been a long time. I was just going to go through my credit thing. Statements and find out which, so I can cancel that.
Okay, now you'll have to call the customer service for that blender, or only the customer service for the Bites Hub app that probably came along with that.
Customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a customer service number for them?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'll go to my phone because I took a picture of it.
All right, so I went ahead and got that account canceled for you, and now basically put a stop to anything else from coming out of the account on today.
Thank you. So you took that $59.89 off my bill?
Give me one moment, and let me have a supervisor look your account over, and let me see what I can do for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They just charged you on your card, and Lord have
mercy. All right. I went ahead and refunded that charge in full for you back into your account. Allow 2 to 3 business days for it to show back up, and I also have a confirmation number for you as well.
Okay. Give me the confirmation number.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 920-795-8-4-4.
So that's going to be removed. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.